Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. Thank you so much for being here at this special time because we have a special guest today. And so I'm so excited. It's like every time we do these calls and do these shows, I just get so much out of them. I have so much joy and they create so much. And so we're going to be talking about how choice creates and the gift of choice today. And what does that mean, right? So I know a lot of people in my community don't really know what is choice, right? What does that mean? And what is the gift of choice? And I was thinking about this before we got started live, and I was thinking about all the areas and all the times in my life when I made a choice that everybody that said was crazy, and they said I was crazy, but I made that choice anyways, and it was unbelievable, right? So, you know, it's interesting when you choose something, you don't know all the answers, you don't know what the future looks like, you just know that this choice is what you're going for, and you just do it. And so we're going to be talking to Talika about that, because she is also a big proponent for choice. So Talika, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
And so because this is the first time that you're on our show, Talika, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you are in the world, and what kinds of choices have you made recently that are stirring things up and creating more?
I wouldn't even know where to begin when you ended like that. So, hi everybody. I'm Talika Singh. I'm an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. For those of you who know Access Consciousness, and for those who don't, it's Access Consciousness is an organism. That's what I would like to call it. That just keeps changing and evolving. We're an organization that has classes and workshops across the world in the field of personal change and transformation. And we basically teach sets of tools and techniques that help you change any aspect of your life that you're stuck with, that you've got issues with, that you are unwilling to sometimes even look at. So, and there's this, of course, various classes. I teach the first two levels, and that's why I'm a certified facilitator. For me, a little bit about me, I'm an army kid. My dad was in the Indian Army. I used to live in India till last year, but a total global trotter. I've traveled a lot and recently made the choice to move to Europe. So where am I right now? I'm in Netherlands. This is my home. I'm in The Hague. Creation is something that comes really easy to me because choice comes really easy to me. I moved around a lot as a kid. So to me, change was almost like a constant. I wasn't afraid of change. And I think sometimes that really helps me choose a lot. The gift of choice is being able to go like, I know if I'm going to choose things or things are going to change, right? If the thing that you're scared of most is that you don't want things to change, and then obviously you end up not choosing. You end up sitting exactly in the same place doing the exact same thing because you don't want too much change. But unfortunately, choice does not work like that. Choice is something that once you actually choose, everything can change and anything can change. And it has a firecracker effect. You don't know which direction it's going to go. So when you choose, things that you didn't even think could change can change. Things that you thought should change maybe don't, or something else shows up. So that's usually what choice is. And that's why it's, you know, that's why, Laura, what you mentioned is that when people see you choose, they're like, hey, what's up with you? Why would you even choose that? Why would you even go there? And I think I've had a very similar story. I worked 10 years in advertising, and then suddenly one fine day I was like, I'm done. I quit. This is not for me. This is like 6-7 years ago. And everybody's like, what is the matter with you? Why would you quit a high-flying career in advertising? You're doing so well. And, you know, I was, at the time of recession, got 100% hike in my salary. They're like, who gets that? And, you know, everybody, including my family, they had like a sit down with me and they were like, why would you quit? Why would you? And I was just like, this is not what creates the future that I know. Of course, I didn't say it like that. All I knew was, this is not what I want. This is not the life I want to keep leading. And so, yeah, I just quit without having a game plan, but I chose. And sometimes this is the amazing part about choice. You have to choose without knowing what your next step is going to be. Because it literally could be, you could think it could be like thin air. And you don't know that's just actually exactly the jump or the spring that you need to actually take the next, but you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And that's the amazing thing that I always got about choice is first choose and then let things show up. We always wait for things to come together, mm-hmm. For us to know all the steps involved and then choose. I wouldn't suggest that you should just quit your job without knowing that. Please get that. I had no liabilities and no responsibilities. I wasn't paying any, massive bills. I didn't have dependents on me. So I could do that. And I know you could also choose it, but in a way that works. So it worked for me to make that choice. And I did it. Sure, everybody was against it, but it's not like somebody was dying of hunger. I had fat bills that I was constantly going under debt. No, I had savings. I had saved up. And about a year or so later, of course, I got into Access and then became a facilitator and kept choosing. And it's funny, Alara, I actually chose to become a certified facilitator within 6 months of joining Access, which is, if you know a little bit about Access, it was pretty fast, right? Mm-hmm. It's nearly 10, 15 classes, that 10 odd classes or plus that actually gets you there and calls and stuff like that. And so I did all of that really, really quickly. And there were friends who were, who had been doing this for a couple of years, and they were like, yes, one day we will become a CFO, one day we'll become a facilitator. And here I was, I learned from them, I saw everything, I was just like, oh, I love this, let's do it. And then it all came together. And the first class that I did was bars and foundation together. I'd never taught bars, just bars, right? It was so funny to everybody who was like, inching their way towards it. And then it was such an inspiration. They still come up to me and they're like, we were so miffed at you. You just went and chose. You meet us one day and the next few months we meet you and you're a CF. Like, we're still trying to, wrap our heads around how you pulled that off. And I was just like, I just kept choosing. I didn't think mm-hmm. the steps through. And I think that is my greatest point there is I usually, even though I'm a head tripper, when it comes to choice, I get that you just do it. You do what's required. You choose what's required. Everything else will show up.
And, I totally agree. And that's the thing. It's like when I would think, and go into computations and conclusions and what if, and what if I do this and what if I do that, it would all fall apart. It would just not even work, And whenever I would not do that, and I would just choose because it felt good. And for me, it was always about how does it feel? Does it feel good, light, joyful, expansive? Yes, then do it. And it's funny because because when I was growing up, and I it's interesting, I still have this story in my head playing. And it's like, when I was growing up, I didn't have choice. I was told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I had no choice. And then I remember when I turned 40, it's like, yay, I'm 40 now. I can do whatever I want with whoever I want, whenever I want. Nobody can say anything to me anymore.
Ha. Love it.
Yeah, and 2 years later, it's like, all right, I am leaving my husband and my parents and my whole family were all in an uproar. And they're like, how can you? You have kids, you have this, you have that. It's like, I don't know. I just know I have to get out. But he doesn't beat you. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's not mean to you.
He doesn't do the usual typical stuff. Yeah, exactly.
No. And it's like, no, but I just need to. And then they're like, well, what are you going to do? It's like, I don't know. I just know this is the next step, and I didn't know beyond that. Right. And then I did it. And it's like, I think my family, because, I'm an Indian, so my family's very involved in my life. It took them a while to see and be okay with it, they had to be okay with it. But what happened was ever since then, my whole life has completely changed. Mm. My ex-husband is a great guy. I mean, he's nice, whatever. But now I'm married to the love of my life and he's beyond amazing. And how does it get any better than that? And it's like, oh my God, if I would have continued to stay in that marriage, I would not.
I would have never experienced this. Exactly. So one of the things that I just realized while you were talking is, what if true choice could not be rationalized or justified? And that's when you know you're really choosing for you, because you cannot rationalize or justify. Why the hell are you choosing it?
Yeah. And that's the thing. All my choices that have been life-changing have been totally irrational, according to this reality's way of thinking and being, totally irrational. And I like it that way. So it's funny, my latest choice was about my husband wanting to get a car. And I'm like, honey, we don't need a car. We live downtown. We're in the city center. Why do we need a car? We don't need a car. And he's like, yeah, but I want to get one. It's like, okay, well, can we talk about it when we get back from India? You know, because I was thinking about the whole money thing and where are we going to park, blah, 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 going into the rationalization. And it's like, and he's like, no, it'll be fine. And then, you know, it's like, well, so then I did a 3-day body class with Glenna spontaneously, was not planning it. And so this is another thing with some of these access classes. Sometimes you take them spontaneously without knowing sometimes even why. Why am I taking this class? I don't need it. You know, it's like, all right. And I happened to ask that question about my husband wanting this car. And so, of course, Glenna asked me a question. And so access, you know, is all about questions, asking questions. And sometimes you need somebody else to ask you the question, right? Instead of,
quite often,
we get stuck in our own little
stories
and traps and so on. And so she asked me a question and said, well, you know, will this contribute to you? It's like, oh my God, yes. And since then, so then of course, after that class, I told my husband, okay, go ahead, go get the car.
Aww.
So he went and bought, it's a Mercedes S-Class.
So you were basically refusing a Mercedes S-Class. I love it.
Yeah. But since then, I was like, oh my God, we've been like going on road trips, having so much fun. And it's like contributing so much, not just to me, because I love traveling, but to him, he's so much happier.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you mean choice can make you happy? Choosing makes you happy?
Choice can make you, and choice can give you gifts that you would never have even thought of, anticipated, you know. I mean, we just went to the Italian coast 2 weekends in a row because I said, well, you know what? We have a car. Why not go for a road trip? It was amazing. Amazing. It's like, oh, wow. So of course my family's all jealous now because I get to go and travel anywhere I want.
I love that you brought that up because I think choice actually, when you keep choosing, you actually mess with a lot of people because it really puts a lot of pressure on them in terms of, why am I not being able to create this? How come I can't choose this? How come this is not happening for me? And then they turn it around and actually make you wrong because everybody ultimately wants to be right. So then they go like, you're nuts. Why would you do that? Why would you choose that? So how many of us actually don't choose because we are so aware of the effect those constant choosing, constant creation will create for them. You know, if you keep choosing to be out every weekend, if you keep choosing a Mercedes S-Class, if you keep choosing to have an awesome life, move to Europe, do this, do that, it's like you go beyond, you actually create a beyond, which is in access terms, basically a space where everything freezes up and you're confused and you're annoyed and you don't know what's going on and you don't know how to fix it, but you don't, you know, you're almost no tool works. So you start creating these beyonds in other people's worlds who see you, who know you, who probably thought they could control you. So now they can't control you. They can't control your choices. And you make them feel like crap about themselves.
Sometimes. Not intentionally, but yeah, right?
But then sometimes you don't choose because you know that you're going to make them feel crap about themselves. That is the gift of choice. Yeah. But this is the amazing thing. One of my facilitators once said to me, she said that if someone's judging you, it's something that is bugging them. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So stay with this. It's a bit of a process. So if someone's judging you for something you're doing or choosing, it's something that's bugging them. Something that's bugging them, they're irritated either with what you're wearing or how you're dressed or, you know, how you're talking or the way you're showing up or something about it is inherently within them that they're irritated with. And at that moment, if you actually became more of it, that energy, this is how energy works. You feed that energy even more and that energy keeps growing. And then at some point, it just goes like that. And it goes beyond, and that person is over it. Mm-hmm. I had this point of view that in one of my relationships, I felt I was cheated on. I was like miserable. I was like, oh my God, how can this be possible? I was miserable. I was like, how can, blah, blah, blah. It was such, like, it was so intense that I reached this point where I was just like, oh, I actually have no point of view about it anymore.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, over it. Big deal. But you do have to choose to get to that place. It has to be a choice where you're like, I'm done with this because I do not want to live like this. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to experience this. I don't want to put myself through this. Mm-hmm. So you get to that point where it just gets so much that you reach that point and you use then the gift of choice of going beyond it, of going away from it, of changing it totally in your life. But you have to be present with what you're feeling. You have to be present with what's going on with you. If you're constantly checked out on your life, on how you're sensing things, on why does whatever make you feel the way it makes you feel? If you're constantly checked out, then it's very hard for you to get to that place where you're like, okay, I'm choosing to go beyond this.
Yeah.
What is this that you're trying to go beyond? What is this that you're trying to go get away from or change in your life? So identify that this, and then choice becomes easier. And of course, that takes presence.
And that's the thing in this reality. I mean, Raji just typed in about choices vilified in this rational reality, right? Absolutely. And so one of the things I just got in this moment, you know, is what is the gift of choice? The gift of choice is that it can create your reality.
Exactly.
Right? And it's like, oh, that's the gift of choice. Because I was like, you know, not getting. What is the gift of choice? That's it. It creates your reality. So what is that reality that you want? And part of that reality is identifying, like you said, being present and identifying what is coming up for you and choosing to be beyond that. And it's like, oh, I just caught myself in a thing last weekend. It's like, oh, that's what was going on. I just got that awareness now.
Right.
And so when you make choices, and you're present with your choices, you start to get these awarenesses, and sometimes you get them right away, and sometimes you get them a week later. That's okay.
Sometimes it's okay. Years later, it's okay.
But when you get that awareness, it's like this light bulb goes off, and you have an aha, and then you can move forward with more choices more easily. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting that right now. It's like, oh, okay, so that's what was going on.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. All right, cool. Next time, I'm not going to fall into that trap.
Yes.
I'm going to move beyond it.
Yeah.
Right?
And it really does. There is a gift in it, just not just for you, but for everybody around you. It's like when I did this 6-month stint to become a CF within no time of, you know, literally did my Bars Foundation, COPs, blah, 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 and in like 5-6 months, I was a CF.
Mm-hmm.
It inspired so many people to go ahead and choose the exact same thing because they were like, they have this point of view, it takes time.
Yes.
They had this point of view, it takes a lot of money, it takes this, it takes that. And then they would ask me, how the fuck did you do it? I'm like, I just did it. I just chose it and I just did it. I just went. And at some point I realized, oh, I ended up in CF class because I've just been choosing so much. And with no point of view, like one of the facilitators, not with Access anymore, she was like, there was an ESB, which is an energetic senses of being class that Dane does right after the CF, the first CF that I did in Venice four years ago. And I was hosting Dane that year. So it was cool that I got onto Access pretty much as soon as I joined. So I was hosting Dane just a couple of months later in Mumbai for the ESB itself. So her question to me was, why are you paying for a class that you're going to get gifted anyway, you know, because you're going to be a host? And until she said that to me, I didn't even think that you could think that way, because to me, it was like, hey, this, I'm here, I'm choosing this. Why don't I just choose to stay back and continue doing this class? Because it's so beautiful and so inviting. And that class, I mean, I got called on the table and Dane worked on me, which is a big deal, apparently. I did not know that at the time, that it was a big deal. That was how new I was. I was super green. And of course, you know, Gary and Dane got to know me really well and I got to work with them and things. I mean, it was just such a gift. I made so many friends. I got over the whole point of view that everybody has to be together and we must all stick together. Like, I met new people for every meal. I went out with absolutely brand new people and I made such an amazing connection with everybody. So yeah, I was like, really, it was such an interesting thing that people would not choose just because you're getting something else in return or for free, or like you said, not choose. Your reasons and justifications for not choosing can be a million, and your reasons and justification for choosing could be zero.
Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, it feels light in the moment, you know. So when I met you last fall in December, I think in Copenhagen, that was a last minute choice. I was not even going. It wasn't even on my radar. It's like, well, I don't need to go. I just took the, I don't know. I said, I don't need it. You know, it's like, why? And it's like, so I booked my flight, booked a hotel. I went, and it's like, oh, it'd be nice to have some roommates.
So there we were.
And so then, you know, I met you and Tamara, and it's like, oh, this is great. And I have to tell you that even that choice of reaching out and saying, hey, I need some roommates, you know, it'd be fun to have some roommates, expanded, you know, my whole reality too. Because like you, when we were talking in her room and you were bringing stuff up, I was getting pissed off. Oh my God. I was like, I'm going to kill her. You were pushing my buttons and bringing stuff up, or stuff was coming up. It's like, fuck. You know, it's like, ah. But, you know, in hindsight, that was great. Because whatever that was, it's now gone.
Wow.
You know, so it doesn't matter what it was, but it was like at that moment, buttons were being pushed, and you pushed them in such a way that I had to choose something different. Sorry, go ahead.
I love pushing buttons. So
no.
I can almost see, when I see a person, first thing I see is buttons. I see them in full glory. That is one thing that I do. And I see what they can be and what they're not willing to be, as in, I just see so much potential when I see a person. I'm like, oh my God, if only you would choose.
Yeah, if only you would choose, right? And that's some, you know, sometimes I get stuck in that, if only you would choose, you know, like I, for my kids and my family, for example, if only you would choose. And, you know, it's like free will. You choose whenever it's right for you, because I don't want anybody forcing me to choose, because I've been there, done that, right? I did not enjoy that.
Yeah.
But, you know, just recently, my son, who's 24, going to be in June, he sent me a message saying, Mom, I just love everything that you're doing. You are so happy. It makes me so happy to see you so happy and, you know, traveling all over the place and having so much fun and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I know, right? So I left it at that. I know, right?
That is so sweet.
As the inspiration or something for him.
To.
Too. You can do that too, you know,
yeah.
Because in the past, they couldn't see that. They couldn't see their mom happy because mom was miserable. Mom was, you know, not.
That's how they knew you.
That's how they knew me at that time, right? When they were growing up. Now they're like, wow, this is a totally different mom. And she's having so much fun and she's traveling all over the place and she's smiling and laughing. And it's like, wow. So, you know, we can be that inspiration, not just for our kids, but for the whole world without, you know, really doing anything, just being ourselves, right? And choosing for ourselves.
Each one of us that is that gift. Each one of us. Not even one person that I ever meet that I feel like, oh, if this person was talking to people, that would be a bad idea. You know? It's like everyone has such a beautiful gift that they can be, and we always want to dim it down. We always want to, you know, keep it under the radar. I just started this series today called The Commit to Create. It's a 30-day challenge on Facebook that people were like, 34, 35 of us. It's just a lot of fun. And we just started today. And what I was trying to tell these people yesterday, and I was talking to Deborah, who's my host, I was like, we actually don't sometimes show up because we know what it creates in other people's worlds. You know, when you're too out there, you're too mm-hmm. visible, you're too too happy, too you know, it, we know what it creates. And what if we could look at that as a kindness, that we're like, hey, I'm happy to do whatever I'm doing, and if people are happy, that makes me happy too. What if we didn't judge ourselves? What if we chose? What if we realized everything is a choice? There's no right or wrong. Mm-hmm. If you want to choose to fly under the radar, do it, whatever makes you happy. If you want to choose to go big, do it, whatever makes you happy. But just be in that space of choice that doesn't make you judge yourself. That's about it. For being either too small or too big,
yeah.
Too out there, too not out there. You know, it's like this polarity way of living, of too much this way or too little. That is what you have to sort of, choice helps you sort of get away from that. You just choose whatever.
And you know, that's exactly, probably exactly what I told my daughter recently, because she was, you know, she's had all these wonderful things happening, right? And she's choosing and choosing and choosing, and it's fantastic. And she's like, but mom, Goody Mosey is like not happy for me. Mochi Mosey is not happy. Like, no one's happy for me. No one's like congratulating me. They're like complaining about their lives. And it's like, well, sweetie, you just choose for you. You do you. You know, do what's good for you. Don't worry about everybody else. And in their hearts, they do, but they got shit going on, and that's okay. That's, you know, it's fine. But, you know, you do what's right for you. And, you know, I was like, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I'm going to see you in June and July. So I'm like, yay. Keep going. Keep doing what makes you happy. And I told her, don't judge yourself. It's okay. Mm. You know, you do what feels good for you, what feels right for you, what makes you happy. Fuck everybody else. You know, and she's like, okay, mom, but you know, I said, no, there's no but, you know,
just there's no but, you know.
there's no but yeah. In this. You choose for you. And so sometimes we have to like not look for that validation or confirmation or that congratulations, I'm so happy for you, and still continue to choose and be okay with our choices, right?
And how many times when you're judging yourself for being too much or too little, or any, how much is that even somebody else's? Like, mm-hmm. We are so aware as beings. We have such a, you know, such a radar for this information at all times, that when you're always picking up thoughts, feelings, and emotions from everybody else around you, how much are you just aware that I actually, you know, if it's too much for somebody else, or it's too little for somebody else. So if you're like, hey, I'm so happy with my life. I knew this one lady who started Access with me, and at some point just did her own thing. She started doing, you know, she did microbiotics, she did something else, and she's so happy. She's got the most beautiful two kids. She's got a beautiful home, a lovely husband. She totally enjoys that. She travels the world. She does her own thing in her own way. And I was just like, that's choice too.
That's choice.
Why does her choice have to look like mine or somebody else's for it to look like, now that's a good choice? You know, it's like, yeah, right. So it's like, just because she chose to do Access and then didn't continue meant nothing. It just meant she's choosing for herself. She's choosing to play it the way she does. And she's so good at stuff that she does. And I'm so good at stuff I do. And you're so good at what you do. So if we stop actually trying to be like each other, choose like each other. And I think that's what happens, is when you see something, you're like, I love that. That would be amazing. But you always also have to ask, would that choice create for me? Is that my way of choosing? Is that my style of choosing? The gift of choice is also has its own uniqueness when it's about you and the way you choose, you know? So
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that, because like we are all different, right? We're all unique. And so what is fun for me, what's light for me, is not going to be the same as for you, right? But if you want to be unhappy, okay.
That's a choice too. I'm totally fine.
I always say, but as long as you're happy, then that's great. But you know what? If you're not happy, but you're still, whatever. So it kind of sounds a little bit selfish and self-centered, but I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not here to live anybody else's life. I'm here to live my life. I do hope that, you know, I can influence my kids a little bit so that, you know, they'll be happier. But even that, it's their choice, right? I have to put myself out a little bit back and say, it's their choice. Whatever they're choosing, it's up to them. If they're happy, and even if they're not happy, but I'm a mom. I'm a mom. I can't, like, be happy if they're unhappy, right?
Absolutely. And one of my favorite tools, again, from Access Consciousness, because I teach it, I'm so full of it, is every choice is valid only for 10 seconds, right? You can choose, because nothing is, like, in 10 seconds, we could all die. Very morbid thought. But the point is that nothing is valid for more than 10 seconds. Nothing is. Like, everything can change in your life. You could get one phone call where everything changed. You could get one sudden message, you could get anything in 10 seconds, everything could change, right? So if that be your reality, if that is a space you're willing to operate out of, and it's I'm not going to say it's an easy space to always operate out of, the 10 second you know, way of living and thinking, but it does at some point bring in a lot of ease. You know, it brings in a lot of
less pressure.
Ease, exactly, because you're just like, oh, I can choose to be miserable for 10 seconds. I can choose to be miserable for another 10 seconds. I can choose to be miserable for another 10 seconds. I can choose to be miserable for another. So, but what you're doing, you're not relaxed, is you're being present with the fact that you're miserable. So when you choose in 10 seconds, and that's the presence we were talking about earlier on the show, was exactly that. When you're present with what you're going through every 10 seconds, then it is always about, you know, just 10 seconds. You can go like, I'm done with this. Now I'm going to choose to be happy. And then I can choose to be happy for 10 seconds too only. You know how kids do it, right? It's like big fat tears. You think they're just going to keep crying forever. Mm-hmm. This is the worst thing that could have ever happened to them. Blah, blah, blah. And in 10 seconds, they're like happy, giggly, laughing. Give me something to eat. They're done with it.
They're done.
What if you actually like that? We're like, 10 seconds, over. I'm done crying, making a fuss. I was being stupid. I'm done. I was doing a drama with you, my husband, my partner, whatever. I'm done now.
Yeah.
10 seconds up. Okay, gone.
And that's the thing. Doing that even without the judgment, right? Because I don't judge when I do that drama. It's like, oh, yeah, huh, interesting. That was fun. You know, it's what I go to. It's like, oh, that was fun. It's like, lasted a bit longer than I would have wanted, but okay.
Exactly.
Let's move on. So one of the, I want to ask you a question about something that is coming up in my world recently, right? And if anybody has a question, please jump in.
I think Raji does. So let's just take hers and you'll remember yours, right?
Yeah. Raji, do you have a question?
Raji said, Alara, what if being self-centered is choosing and following what is light for you?
Absolutely. I have no problem with that. and that's what I do. And that's, but you know, in this reality that the word self-centered is, it has a lot of negative connotation, right? A lot of judgment. I wish there was a different word we could use other than self-centered, but just how about just being me and choosing and following for me is light. Oh, yeah.
You mean you being the center of your universe is a bad thing? Well, is it? Because how much of your universe is powered because of you? So if you weren't the center of your universe, then somebody else's or something else's, and then they rule and they choose how your day goes, how you feel about yourself, how your work goes, everything.
See all the energy that's coming up. Like,
selfless. They want you to be selfless. So, yes. You know, you are less of you.
Exactly.
That doesn't work for me either. Being selfless, that does not work for me.
Be less of yourself.
Yeah, no. Thank you. But so one of the questions that was coming up for me recently is like, you know, sometimes about choice, right? And you get this idea that comes in your head and it's like, oh, that might be fun. And and so like, how do you know when it's like for you or not? Or if it's good or bad, you know, if it's a good choice or bad choice. It's like, you know, sometimes cause I get all these wonderful ideas that come to me. It's like, oh, that might be fun. Oh, that might be fun. Oh, that might be fun. And then, you know, sometimes I don't do anything because like, oh, I don't know how I go into the rational mind and start thinking and computing and calculating. It's like, shit. And then I stop.
Right. So what's your question?
So in that type of scenario, what would you do? It's like, what kind of questions should I be asking myself?
So I'm just going to reframe your question a bit because I work a lot with people, a lot. And
this is actually about creating too, right? Creating to
create. Exactly.
Committing so this is
that commit to create, the challenge I'm on. So, and this is totally my home turf. So what I'm going to say is that what a lot of people go through is this place where they think they're procrastinating because they're not willing to commit to create because there's just so much. They're overwhelmed with all that information, all that stuff. And some of the questions that you can ask when you have this idea that comes to you. So first of all, what if you thought idea was like, I don't know, like a bee or like the wind or the breeze? It was just an entity of its own. And it came to you because everything in this universe wants to thrive. Right? So an idea came to you because it wants to thrive. It wants to be actualized. It wants to come here. And are you willing to be so much space that you're willing to say, hey, I might not be the right person for you because I've got this going on. But thank you. I'm very honored that you came to me. And maybe maybe I'm not your person, or maybe I am. And then ask that person, is this idea even for me? And what if you are someone who can actually suggest that idea to someone else? Like Gary Douglas, founder of Access Consciousness, always says, if you gave away everything, would you have less or would you have more?
More.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For most people, they get more, because if you gave away all your information, all your knowledge, all your things, I'm not saying bank account details. That is not what I meant by give away everything. But like, what if you actually gave so much out that you would actually not have less, you would have more. You would have more information, more awareness, more less points of view, and therefore the ability to have more points of view. It's that, what if that information or that idea was just using you as a channel to get to someone else? And you can even ask the idea that, hey, idea, are you for me? Are you for someone else? And if you are for someone else, do you want to tell me who it is? So I can sort of, and they will show up. They will talk to you. They will call you. They will message you. Someone or the other will be like, hey, I'm really wondering what to do about this. And you're like, I had this idea. And then you can always say, this idea came to me, which is how we actually say it. The idea came to you. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect that I personally really like doing, because I'm like, oh, I can give ideas. But also, it was my job to give ideas in advertising, right? And I loved what I did. I didn't like the mechanism and the whole go to work and do it a certain way, but my job per se, I loved, because all I had to do was just give ideas on a daily basis. Nice. And it was awesome, because I am a conduit for ideas. So I really work well with businesses that are already there. Like I work with Access a lot, because I can come up with ideas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on how to actually do stuff. So when you get a lot of ideas, one, are they for you? Are they for someone else? And if they are for you, is now the time, or are they just here early? Mm-hmm. Right? So you ask them, when is the time for you to be actualized? When do I choose you? You know, when do I choose to bring you into this reality? When will people be ready for you? One of my favorite examples is, there was a company like YouTube that started before YouTube. Okay? It was exactly the same. Everything was the same. It's just that they were a little ahead of the curve in terms of internet bandwidth. Internet had not become strong enough for videos by then.
Yeah.
YouTube came in just a bit after. So YouTube is actually not one of the, at least that's the information I have, is actually not one of the first ones that did this whole video sharing thing. And but YouTube happened to time it so well and look amazing and all of that, you know, that they took off. And the company that came before them totally bombed. So what if you could ask, what is the right time, the right place, the right? In this sense, it really is. Because in this reality, you do have to do a few things right. Even mm-hmm. as much as you might say there's no right, there's no wrong. But if you have to reach out to people who do believe in right and wrong, you do need to be at the right place saying the right things at the right time. So that is another thing you want your idea to, you know, sort of give the information to you, is that when tell me when the right time is, tell me when the right place is, tell me who the right people are to talk to about it. And then when it ticks all those boxes, that's when you actually get to work. Because otherwise you end up building these castles in your head, and the whole empire takes place, and you've employed about 50,000 people, and you're making about $6 billion a year, and all of that has already happened, and then you get the energy of it and you're done. And sometimes that's good too, because then you don't have to actually make the idea come true. But then there are some ideas you actually want to bring them forward, because it's the time, it's got the right people, there's a demand for it. Always bring an idea that has a demand for it, you know. Sometimes mm-hmm. you can create a demand, you can choose to speak to people, but always be willing to receive the information that, is there a demand for this? Or am I just selling something that I think works? And I'm probably one of the two people on the planet that thinks it works, because I'm 50 years ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. No, and I think for a lot of the ideas that I've had over the years, I've been ahead of the time.
Yeah.
And I've known that. It's like, yeah, this is a bit ahead of the curve, you know, I'll wait. And then I don't do anything with it. It's like, oh, crap. So
sometimes you can actually keep doing a bit towards it. And when it's ready, you're the first person that can ride. It's like saying I'm one of the first people that will go into the surf, to go into the sea and catch the first wave. Mm-hmm. But to catch the first wave, you still have to be at the sea. You can't be on the beach waiting for the first wave to catch the first. That just sort of doesn't make sense. So what if you just paddle along, did your little bit, kept giving it the energy that it was required, and when the first wave came, you were on it because you actually were still in the sea.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great analogy. And so those are wonderful questions that we can all ask when we, because I know, you know, a lot of us, we get ideas and sometimes we wonder, is now the time? And asking those questions, it will give you more clarity and more awareness, and then you can choose to move forward or not, or how you want to move forward, right?
Exactly.
And then again, it all comes down to choosing. Am I choosing this right now, or am I choosing this later? Oh, and if now is not the right time, okay, what else is possible here? What other choice do I have here right now? Right? So I've been asking that question every day. You know, what other choice do I have here for my business, for my relationship, for, you know, it's amazing. I was just at the CF in Rome and I was talking to Ina. And we were talking about how wonderful my husband is, you know, and I said, yeah, he's great. You know, it's like, it's amazing. And he goes, and how does it get any better than that? Like, and I'm like, it can't get any better than that. Like,
oh,
I know. Right. I was like,
it can get better.
I was like, it can't. It's like my mind just could not grasp that it could possibly get any better. So then I started asking, okay, I wonder if it is possible to get better. I wonder, how does it get any better than this? And since then, it's gotten better and better. It's like, oh.
Been on two holidays in the Italian countryside. You've got a new Mercedes S-Class. People never ask that question. Do not ask how does it get better, especially if it's going well.
And that's where I was sticking myself. It's like, it's already going so well. I can't possibly get any better. But now it's like, oh, yeah, I can. Huh. So, you know, and so that is one of the questions I ask all the time for everything. Everywhere. I don't know how many times a day I ask that. Even when I do my healing calls or when I do bars or body processes or anything, I ask, how does it get any better than this? You know, and I find that when I do that, it just the energy just expands even more, you know, and it's like, huh. So I ask that question all the time. And what else is possible? What else is possible here?
What else is possible?
Right?
Yeah.
Without looking for anything in particular to happen, just what else is possible here? You know, so for me, those are my two go-to tools that I use all the time. So can you share just a really quickly one or two tools that you use all the time that work for you? Which one do you like?
Since we are talking about the gift of choice, one of the classes that I attended, one of the first ones that I attended, I'm not sure, I think it was the Create or Die or something like that, and Gary said, I think it's the bars video. And he says something like choice trumps everything, mm-hmm. right? Choice trumps processing, choice trumps everything. There are places you can keep talking about stuff. You can, you know, get advice from 100 people. You can go to, counselors and business coaches and life coaches and all the possible motivational books and videos and stuff like that. But you will get to that place where you are the one that has to choose. Mm-hmm. You are the one that has to take that step and go like, all right, I got to do this. I have to choose this. I am going on with this. I'm choosing to do this. Most of us get so caught up with making it the right choice or preferably avoiding the wrong choice mm-hmm. that we actually don't choose. And to me, generally, Laura, the go-to tool has been choice. So which is why this conversation was like totally up my alley. I'm like, yes, we're talking about choice because my go-to has always been choice. It's like, it really just hit home with me when Gary said, choice trumps everything, choice trumps. So I'm not actually one of those people who will just keep listening to calls. Also, I'm in a class once, twice a month. So if I kept going back, I would just probably wouldn't have time for anything else.
Yeah.
And I'm not someone who actually sits down and constantly like, there are times that I have to just do the clearings because I'm not seeing what I can choose also. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure what choice can I make. So to get to that point where I can choose, I actually clear a lot of stuff. And that's the clearings and processing that we talk about. And I'm sure Alara's talked about in her shows a lot. So till that point, I get to that point, and then, you know, you know that now it's for you to choose. And so that's my go-to tool, is just choose. Just keep choosing. And it's not easy to consistently keep choosing, like we talked about the whole show. It pisses you off sometimes. It pisses other people off sometimes, constantly choosing. But to constantly keep choosing is as essential as breathing. Because if you're not constantly choosing, first, you're going into your head.
Yeah.
You're trying to get it right or wrong.
Yeah.
Two, you're not present. If you're present, you will constantly keep choosing, because you're so aware of your choices that you will constantly keep making different choices, better choices, smarter choices, you know. And that's it. So, yeah, my go-to would be choice.
And, you know, even some of those wrong choices, you know, I was just had the awareness like, yeah, it wasn't really wrong, because I got the awareness like, I don't really want to do that. You know, exactly. So
smarter choices. That's when you get smarter.
Like, yeah, that doesn't work for me. I don't like that. So, but I didn't know that before I chose it, because it was like a new experience. And so I was playing with it, testing it out. It's like, oh yeah, I don't really like that. It's like, okay, cool. So that's, you know, so I got the awareness for me that doesn't work for me. It might work for somebody else, but that doesn't work for me.
What if we made everything as insignificant as an ice cream choice? Like, what if it was just trying out flavors? Like, oh, but I'm not a big fan of pistachio, no. Not a big fan of that new little green colored flavor, no. So it just, yeah. It's a choice. Like, we make it so significant,
yeah.
So everything so significant that we're like, I think there's just a few big choices in life that are maybe who you get married to, you know, who you have kids with. Those are some really, really major choices that you don't want to choose, like ice cream flavors. But I think pretty much everything else should be as simple as, I think I'm going to try chocolate. No, I don't like chocolate. Sticking to strawberry.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And, you know, being spontaneous. So, you know, like this past weekend, we went away. And the weekend before that was even more spontaneous. It was like last second. And we went away. We didn't even have a hotel booked or anything, right? And yeah. So we arrived at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, oh my God, where are we going to stay? I guess we'll sleep in the car. And he goes, no, we're not going to sleep in the car. I was joking, of course. And he's like, okay, well, how about this hotel? How about that hotel? And he goes, how about that one over there? And I was like, I couldn't even say what, which one? That didn't look like anything. And he goes, yeah, that one over there. It's like, all right. So we went to this hotel in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, and we go in and we ask them, hey, do you guys have a room? You know, and they go, yeah, sure, no problem. And we went to the room. Oh my God, this hotel was amazing. It's like, I love this, you know, it's like, wow. And then we just loved it. We just, everything, the room, the service, the just everything. And this past weekend when we went away, my husband decided to plan a little bit ahead of time. But he was researching on the internet, found a hotel. We went there. It was shit. And I went in the room. I was like, no. So he went back to the front desk and he's like, no, my wife's not going to stay here. Well, we had this other room. And so we went and I was like, no. Again, it's like, no. So then he called the other hotel, which was 40 minutes away. We went there and it was like, yes.
Oh.
But it was like, sometimes, you know, spontaneous choices, going with the energy, feeling what's right for you, what's light for you, is much more fun than actually doing all the research and blah, blah, blah.
Thinking,
you know. So now we know that one hotel that we really like is our go-to for whenever we need a spontaneous break.
Get away. Love it.
Like, it's like, that works for me, you know. The food, the service, the quality. No, you know, there was no bugs. There was no, like, it was really nice. It's like, it was nice. Oh. I didn't even ask how much is it. It's like, I don't care. This is where we're staying. Oh. From now on. He said, yeah, my wife deserves much better than that other one. So yes, I do. Right? And so for me, so now that's like, yeah, you know, I deserve better. I deserve what it works for me. I don't deserve just anything, you know. I deserve what is nice and what makes me feel good and what, you know, is, you know, not necessarily luxurious, but, you know, clean and good quality and where I feel like I'm being pampered and taken care of.
Yeah, you know?
I deserve that. I like that. And so he's like, yeah,
you choose. There is
I'm
no,
choosing that.
There's no deserving in choice, people.
Right. Yeah, no, and then that's what I'm choosing now. So, yeah, I'm choosing this. This works for me. The other kind does not work for me. It's like, no, I'm sorry. You know, and so, again, that's another choice. You know, what works for you, right? It's just interesting how, like you said, choice doesn't always have to be significant. And so, you know, choice of a hotel is not that significant. It's not that life-changing. But it made my body feel good, you know, being in the nicer hotel. So, yeah, this works.
And making that choice based on the energy and what creates actually has such a ripple effect of creation. It's like when you choose what works for you, you make everybody around you aware what works for you. So they know that what works for you. You make the universe aware of what works for you. Mm-hmm. The universe has the information now because you are so clear of what works for you, what doesn't. It's like when you choose something that works for you, when you go with the energy of what's light for you, when you create based on, you know, the future and how you would like it and how you appreciate it and how happy it makes you, everything starts to expand and starts to move in that direction for you. You know, it's like when you think it's just a simple small choice of a hotel, but every hotel going forward, your husband will be like, I ain't choosing that.
Yeah,
you know, and you think it's just a simple choice. It's so if you make it significant, then you will get stuck. But if you didn't make it significant, you will not believe the ripple effect that it causes. It's the butterfly effect of just choosing a random hotel room, but forever having an amazing place to stay.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. I never thought of that. Yes, absolutely. Yay. So I know that I'll always have a nice hotel room from now on.
I always get great parking no matter where. I'm like, that is my choice. I'm always choosing great parking, great hotels, great holidays, great everything. So, yeah.
And now, you know, our car is called Gloria, so we always have to make sure that Gloria has nice parking too.
That is so cool. I love she's called Gloria. I want to meet Gloria.
You will. One of these days, come to Vienna, you'll see her. Or maybe, I wonder how far it is to Amsterdam. We'll have
not far at all. Just come.
I love that. So I want to take a moment to talk a little bit about the Commit to Create and even how to win that free spot in the Commit to Create challenge. You want to talk about that?
So I already actually gave that away, but I'm happy because people are here. Why not? Let's just do another one. So Commit to Create series is a series that I've been doing for about a few years now. We just turned it into an online 30-day challenge on Facebook. It's a closed group where there'll be daily clearings, interactive Zooms, Q&As once a week, audio exercises. Basically, I kick ass for those people who are not willing to choose, not willing to commit to create their lives. And simultaneously, so you have to commit to actually put time aside on a daily basis for something that you've been procrastinating. And that's sort of the prerequisite for being on that group. And that's about it. Like, you know, there's something that you're not willing to create in your life and or not willing to put aside time for. And then you get on this group and for 30 days, you commit to actually put do it. And then, of course, you get regular hearings and processes and stuff like that to actually keep you going through that journey. The Facebook challenge was basically, if you tell me, I have a Facebook page called Dolika Singh Coach or something like that. And if you get on that page and you post something that's the most fun, ridiculously exciting or anything that you're willing to commit to create for 30 days, you can win a spot on my 30-day challenge, Commit to Create challenge.
Cool. So the actual program started today, right? But people can
just an hour ago, 2 hours back. Yeah. So you not miss anything.
Can still join, right? Today is next couple of days, right?
It's not absolutely.
And so how can they join if they would like to be part of that?
So they can basically come on via my Facebook page, they can add me as friends. So that's one way of doing it. They can actually look for the Commit to Create with Tilika Singh on Facebook. If you search for it, Commit to Create with Tilika Singh, it's a closed group, but you can actually add yourself and then I'll just approve based on whether you're interested in joining.
And it's $100 for the month, right?
It's 100 euros for a month.
Euros, yes. I always still say dollars, but yes.
It's about $125 a month, yeah.
100 euros.
For the whole month, yeah.
Yeah, for the whole month. Cool. Because, you know, so is the idea to have one thing that you'd like to kick?
I actually want to start with one thing, because that's what we do. We say I want to do these three things, and then you end up not doing even the one thing. So for this challenge, I would like people to actually commit to one thing. I myself want to do five things, right? At least. Mm-hmm. For this challenge, I want to stick to one thing. I mean, of course, people are welcome to do two or three or five, but this is what we end up doing as humanoids. We want to do everything or nothing. And that's where we sort of lose steam sometimes, because we're just like, it gets overwhelming, it gets too much. We also have, you know, we're constant creators. So don't forget, on a daily basis, you are creating a lot in your life. And you miss out on that. You're creating your home, you're creating your family, you're creating, you know, time for things, you're creating time for your partner, you're creating a meals, depending on what you are. So you miss the fact that you're creating all that. So when you say, I want to create five things every day for 30 days, how much are you disregarding or dishonoring the other stuff that you're creating? Mm-hmm. And not saying that, hey, I'm actually creating 15, so maybe I just want to make it 16 or 18 or whatever it is. Yeah. So honor that one or two things and push it, like do it through. And then this is the first 30 days, right? I'm hoping we do another round of that challenge, so maybe you can come up with another one. So yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like sometimes we don't even realize that we are creating all the time. It's not all the creating time. Is not just a project. You know, we're creating our lives every day and every moment as well, right?
And it takes energy and time and space. And that's the point. It's like all of this, it requires its due per se. It requires its, you know, effort, and it requires acknowledgement that, yes, I'm a creator. I create my home. I create my love. I create my life. I create, you know, all of it, all of this. I create washed dishes every day. I create a great home to live in. I create, you know, great meals or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Be acknowledged that you're a phenomenal creator just by all of that. I create a non-dramatic love life or non-dramatic partner. That takes work too, because you're sitting with yourself going like, I know I have this point of view. I have to get over this point of view. I can't make a fuss about this. Fucking pot my shit. You know, it's like, so yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Pocking pod. and that's great. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that was, you know, this whole series is about creating your life, right? Creating your reality. And, you know, you are constantly creating all the time. So, but you know, what else do you want to create? You know, there's always more. For me, it's always like, what else? You know, there's always more that can be fun for you. You know, and that's the key. It's like, what is fun for you? Do that, create that. And what's fun, what's light, what brings you joy, you know? So for me, if, you know, traveling, going for a road trip and going to a nice hotel where, you know, there's a beach and the water and blah, 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 that's fun for me. That creates so much, right? And can I do that every weekend? Maybe not, but as often as I can.
Exactly. And it'll always be just a choice.
And it'll be spontaneous mostly, you know? So, and that's what I love. It's like in the moment, well, okay, what do I feel like doing today? You know, that's a question. And go with that. All right, let me just see if there's anything else I wanted to share. So we talked about the commit to create. Yay. So I'm probably going to be joining. I know. It's like me, last minute humanoid.
You're just an hour late.
Two hours late. You know, it's like, yeah, I meant to. It's like, I will. You know, I remember saying that to you last time when you had the Art of Wealth. You know,
Art
like,
of Wealth series.
I was thinking of doing that. And you're like, what do you mean thinking of? I was like, oh, yeah.
I will just add you as soon as we get off this call.
Perfect. Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. The video will be on YouTube shortly, as well as on the podcast as well. Shortly, and then, you know, like an hour or whatever. But I, you know, I challenge you to create, you know, have fun, have more joy in your life, and choose for you. And the gift of choice is that it creates your reality. It creates your life. And for me, it's a, you know, how much more fun can I have, right? How much more joy can I have in my life? And from that fun and that joy, inspire others to know that they can also have that as well. Or more, or different, whatever. You know, you get to choose, right? So thank you. And thank you, too. Like, it's always so much fun talking to you. And you always bring up little ahas that, you know, make me think. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And so until next time, everyone, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. So much fun, and go and do something fun. It's sunny here, so I'm going to go for a walk and enjoy some sun. Yay.
Me too. I'm going to bring the clothes out. That's my creation.
Yay.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.